Okay, it is Food Insecurity Day here at the Missouri State Fairgrounds, and we've got Emma Massey with me right now from the Glasgow FFA chapter. Emma, how are you?
I'm good.
Is this your first time at doing this?
Yes, it is.
It is. This is my first time. I've talked to a lot of the kids that have done this, but never been here actually and walked in to see it. It's amazing what you guys are doing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fun too.
You get to make a lot of friends here, I'm sure, and definitely the folks that receive these, you're going to be friends with them. A couple of years ago, it was like 60,000, then they did 100,000 last year or more. Is there a number they're shooting for this year, or have you heard?
I think we're also shooting for 100,000.
I heard a while ago them announce that you're already in the thousands, so sounds like maybe it's going to be a good day for you here. As far as your group, you brought 10 people down, right?
Yes.
What would you say the best part of this is for you coming down doing this?
That we get to make so many friends and help so many people at the same time and have fun while also helping people is just a really good feeling, so that's really nice.
A while back, I did an interview with your advisor, Mr. Paul Cruz, and he was telling me that not only are you all doing this here, but you've put effort out in the town of Glasgow and put some boxes for food donations in businesses around Glasgow, even over in Fayette. Is that right?
Yes, we did.
Did the folks around Glasgow respond to that pretty well?
Yeah, we have a great community that really supports us and the FFA, so them giving back to us was no surprise.
Do you think you'd like to do this again next year?
Most definitely.
You're a junior this year, so you'll have the opportunity. What office do you hold there in Glasgow?
I hold the Sentinel office.
What's your overall feelings about being an FFA?
It's a great experience. You meet so many people that are just amazing, and you'll have those friends for a lifetime, and it's just an amazing opportunity.
When you get out of high school, whether you go to college or whatever you do, someday when you start filling out resumes for jobs, that's going to be very rewarding to you to know that you can put that on your resume. Are you looking forward to getting your state degree someday?
Yes, I am, and hopefully one day also my American degree.
Yeah, that definitely would spice up a resume, wouldn't it? Have you got plans for the future already?
I'm not quite sure. I've always thought about being an ag teacher, but I also would like to go into the medical field, so we'll see.
Either one would be a great job for you, and folks in Glasgow got to be proud of you guys, all of your FFA chapter. Just like that's pretty much statewide, though. Communities do support. They know what a great organization FFA is. You know, I was asking, what do you call the day? And if I looked at your shirt, it says Food Insecurity Day. I could have just read that, but not me. You know, I had to ask. But congratulations to all of you. I know you're going to hit that 100,000. Shade, I know folks across Missouri appreciate what you guys are doing. And not only just here today, but what you do as FFA chapters across the state. Thanks a lot for joining me here, and I'll be around to all the schools, and maybe we'll get to visit again.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Emma. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.